Hey, we're back at Tuesday Afternoon Downtown Show and time to talk Celtics basketball as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. These guys are fun, John. I like this Celtics team.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how all of the Celtics were kidnapped in at the end of December and replaced with exact replicas of themselves and are now playing good basketball, which is the best explanation I can have for what this turnaround has been. Now, that win over Brooklyn was just, you know, beautifully, just a beautiful game of basketball, to the point where I'm sitting there watching the game and, you know, working, and halfway through the game, I just find myself sitting back and watching and not making my notes. And then realizing, like, oh, God, I have to work. And then I go back to rewatch the game, and I start doing the same thing. And it was just so much fun to watch two teams, and that was like the real Brooklyn Nets. Two teams go at each other, two superstars go at each other the way they did. And the Celtics, I mean, that was the most fun I've had watching basketball, Celtics basketball, in a long time.
Yeah, and I wasn't working. I was just watching for fun. And man, it was great. It had a playoff feel to it. The fans getting on Kyrie was awesome. And then so much good play down the stretch. And we'll talk more about Tatum's performance. But I thought that three late in the game by Jaylen Brown to ice it was huge.
Yeah, I mean, you get so much in that play where, you know, you've got Jaylen and Jason working off of each other to get a switch and for Jaylen to get the right matchup. Then after Brooklyn recovers, good play to get it out, get it into Jason's hands, Marcus Smart making a smart play, getting it into Jason's hands, and then Jason drawing the double team and flipping it back over to Smart. Quick touch pass over to Jaylen. So now Jaylen gives it up and gets it back. Everybody's trusting each other. The star player, the guy who's got 51 points, I think, at that point, could have forced the shot and no one would have said anything, but didn't. Instead, made the right play. And then Jaylen gets it back and drills a clutch shot. Just absolutely perfect late-game offense and just beautifully done from everybody doing the right thing. And I really want to stress that and repeat it because it's something that we haven't seen for so much of the season. To see it now, to see them do it that way, it's not just that Jaylen hit the shot, but how they got that shot was just beautiful.
And the Jason Tatum performance. Clearly, he loved the big stage of being out there with the national television audience and rose to the occasion, but he scored 54 points while, as you pointed out, not always looking to shoot.
Yeah, it's a very tough thing to do, to dominate a game without feeling like you're trying to dominate the game. Like, usually a guy who takes 30-some-odd shots, you're like, okay, dude, you know, give the ball up a little bit. But he was making the right play. And he was just, he was hot, and so he stepped into some shots that maybe in other games he might not take, but that's what happens when your superstar is playing like he was. But generally, he was moving the ball and just doing the right thing and defending. You know, you see him defending Kevin Durant a lot, and it was one of Tatum's best games that we've seen, you know, maybe ever. Like, he's had a lot of great games, and, you know, you can go into the playoffs, last year's playoffs against Brooklyn. I mean, all of his great games seem to come against Brooklyn. But that game, just highlighting a lot of the stuff that he was, you know, he's been working on all season. He had 10 potential assists in that game, only three that worked, but, you know, of the 10, usually you want somewhere around half of those to come through. So he could have had, a 7 or an 8 assist game in this one, had some shots fallen. So watching him play like that was special.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. How much credit should Ime Udoka get for this turnaround?
There's a lot of credit to go all the way around, and Ime gets a nice big slice of that pie for sure. I mean, he's you go back to the beginning of the season, what he's asked Jason Tatum to do, and what Tatum has done. And, you know, Tatum and Ime have a really good relationship. There's never been an ounce of pushback on either side. They've just worked together to create, you know, a new level for Tatum to reach. So on that end, he gets some credit. Both guys get a lot of credit there. Same with Jaylen Brown. Same with Marcus Smart. But then, you know, getting that defense to play the way it's played and be the number one defense in the league. Defense is where you really see the coaching come through. And not only have they flexed their defensive muscles over the course of this season, you saw in that Brooklyn game, they adjusted, and Marcus Smart said it after the game, they adjusted on the fly and did some new things. And we saw them blitzing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving a lot more. I've never seen them blitz a ball handler like that all season long. And then all of a sudden they just did. And they were doing it well, and they were making plays behind it. One of the biggest plays where, you know, everybody sees Jason Tatum kind of dribbling past Kyrie Irving and a couple of Brooklyn defenders and going through Nick Claxton for a real, like, amazing career highlight for Jason Tatum. It started with blitzing Kevin Durant and Jaylen Brown making a steal on the back end, just kind of reading which guy to go after Jason Tatum went to go double. So the defense on the other end and the guys all buying in and communicating, again, a huge slice of the credit goes to Ime Udoka and the coaching staff, the entire coaching staff. And then also all of the players were buying in, because all it takes is one guy to say, you know what, I know better. I know better than the coach. And for the whole thing to fall apart defensively, that it's very easy for that to happen. And every single guy who's out there playing is buying in completely. So there's plenty of credit to go around.
Well, now the East is just crazy. 16 games left to go for the Celtics. They're only 5 games out of first, just 2 games out of second right now. And obviously they would love to get in that top 4, but you said it. You really believe this is a team now that has what it takes to get at least to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, look, the way they played against Brooklyn, and more the way they played so far this month in 3 games, you saw it against Atlanta, you saw it against Memphis, and you saw it against Brooklyn. 3 different styles of winning. Okay, you get down again against Atlanta. They have a tendency to get down against Atlanta, come out in the third quarter there and bust a 14-0 run to tie that game and take over. And after giving up 60 points in the first half, you give up, you know, 30-something in the second. Then in Memphis against, you know, the darlings of the NBA, very deservedly so, and Ja Morant, they do a great defensive job, just a great defensive job. And there are a few first quarter turnovers away from that being more of a blowout than anything. They were in control of that game the whole way. So they kind of flexed a little bit of their style in that one. And like I just said, the way they kind of freelanced and had the superstar in the Brooklyn game have a superstar-driven, offensive-driven win. That's a team that's now shown a few different styles of winning and playoff style of winning, especially with Tatum going off and the guys being able to adjust to the coaching on the fly and being able to rely on really an MVP caliber type of performance from Jason Tatum. That's what it's going to take to win these playoff series. 3 different things that they showed us can be 3 different wins in a series that gives you a 3-1, 3-2 lead, and now you just got to go out there and grind out a fourth win to beat one of these teams. And no one has separated themselves from the pack. You know, Miami, I think, is their 3-game lead seems safe, but it's still only a 3-game lead. And so this can be anybody's East, and that now includes Boston.
Exciting times indeed. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thanks as always, John. We'll visit again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.